This is an executive summary of rights versus dividend stocks, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Rights and dividend-paying stocks are both popular ways to build an income-producing portfolio, and investors often weigh one against the other, or wonder whether to hold both. On the surface they look similar, each pays out cash to shareholders on a regular basis. But the differences matter. Rights are structurally required to distribute at least 90% of their taxable income, which tends to give them higher yields than typical dividend stocks, but their dividends are mostly ordinary income, softened by the 20% Section 199A deduction. Traditional dividend stocks often pay qualified dividends taxed at lower capital gains rates and may offer stronger dividend growth. Rights concentrate exposure in real estate, a distinct asset class, while dividend stocks span all sectors. This guide compares yield levels, dividend growth, tax treatment, and diversification, and explains how blending both can balance yield, tax efficiency, and diversification. This is general, educational information, not investment advice, and past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Verify current market conditions with your advisor. Yield is often the first thing investors compare, and here rights typically have an edge. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.